The Day I Was Erased, written by Lisa Thompson and read by Ryan Ireland. My dog Monster is the best in the world. Fact. Dad says he's probably half dog, half mole because he's so good at digging tunnels, mainly underneath our garden fence. He's really round, so it's a miracle he doesn't get stuck. I watched him do it once. He sat on the flower bed and stared at the wooden panels as if he was trying to work out how to tackle them. And then he began to dig. Loads of dirt flew from under his wagging tail, and then he did this weird shuffling along on his stomach thing with his back legs flattened either side. The next second, he was gone. When he escapes, he always heads to the same place, Mrs. Banks's front garden. He charges at her bins, knocks them over, and then, like a big furry vacuum cleaner, snaffles everything up. And I mean everything. He threw up a pair of knickers onto the lounge carpet once, and Mum wasn't sure if she should wash them and take them back to Mrs. Banks. I pointed out that if they were in the bin in the first place, then she obviously didn't want them, did she? Mrs. Banks caught Monster going through her bins for the third time this week. She arrived on our doorstep with him tucked backwards under her arm. His tail was wagging round and round, like it does when he's happy, and she had to put her head to one side to stop it from hitting her in the face.
You do realize that this animal is completely out of control, don't you, Mrs. Beckett? She said.
Mum was a bit flustered because she'd been in the middle of an argument with Dad when she answered the door. Monster stopped wagging and began to wriggle. But the more he wriggled, the more Mrs. Banks gripped onto him.
He's been going through my bins again, and he left a present on my lawn.
A present? Said Mum, rubbing her forehead.
Yes, Mrs. Beckett, a present. The foul, smelly, disgusting kind.
Monster's tail wagged again, as if he was showing us all where the present had come from. I snorted, and Mrs. Banks shot a look at me. There was a high-pitched yelp as she tightened her grip around my dog even more.
You shouldn't be holding him like that, I shouted. He doesn't like it. You can let him go right now, you mean old cow.
Maxwell, said Mum. Mrs. Banks's eyes went so wide I thought they were going to fall out of her head.
Are you going to let your son, your child, talk to me in that way?
Mum looked at me and opened her mouth, but nothing came out. It was as if she didn't have a clue what to say. Monster's tail had stopped wagging now, and he began to whine. I jumped off our step and tried to grapple him out of Mrs. Banks's arms.
You're hurting him! Let go of him! Let go of him now!
Mrs. Banks let out a squeal.
Oh! Get off! Get off me, you horror!
Maxwell, what's come over you? Cried Mum, pulling me back by my shoulder. Monster dropped to the floor with a yelp. He gave himself a quick shake, then trotted inside as if nothing had happened.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Banks. Maxwell isn't usually like this.
Mrs. Banks swept her fringe out of her face.
I beg to differ, Mrs. Beckett. Your son is a thug and a beast. I know it, the school knows it, and I'm pretty sure you know it. I suggest you get that dog and your son under control, or I'll inform the authorities.